Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
With an extreme heat warning looming, we should open up the Window World Boston WEEI weather window if we could, Sean. And Curtis can poke his head outside bright and early on this Monday morning and tell us what it looks like for the next few days. Curtis?
74 already in Boston. Afternoon high, 93. Ooh. We have an extreme heat warning, which means it's going to be really hot.
98 tomorrow, maybe?
98, but we're going to have a real feel of 100.
Oh. Oof.
Okay. So okay. I would say get up early, get your exercise done, go inside, put on Twitch, and have yourself a breakfast.
And then on Thursday, looking very comfortable when we head to Rockport, and Friday in Gloucester at the Beauport Hotel for roadshow number 7, that looks good too, Curtis.
Am yeah, right it's going to be that? 65 to 70, much more comfortable Thursday night and in the low 60s Friday morning in Gloucester.
Awesome. Okay. Can't wait to see you guys on the North Shore this week for the second to last roadshow. I think you can still sign up to win VIP style treatment for the final roadshow at the dive on Lake Winnipesaukee if you go to the contest page at weei.com. And so if you are a winner, then you and a guest will be shuttled out to the dive bright and early on a skiff of some kind. And you will be there with us on the dive. There it is right there on Twitch and on YouTube this morning. So we can fit, you know, 75 of you there. And of course, we welcome you on your watercraft. I have heard from some who are arriving bright and early by boat from all over Lake Winnipesaukee. Right. And so, Thursday night for that week, we'll be at the Nassau, which is a great spot right there on the lake.
So. Major blowout, I think, at that one.
You think so?
I think so. 'Cause there was, you know, so I met somebody and he was like, normally that area is jumping anyways, but now that the show's going to...
Yeah.
And I don't want to... Obviously, I don't go nowhere near Curtis's lane. I don't stick my head out the weather window. But it looks like it's going to be nice.
Yeah.
So that's going to be nice weather and a blowout on the water.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to end it with a banger. So, all right. Window World of Boston can get you a whole house full of windows installed for less than $99 a month. Go to windowworldofboston.com. Hello, Courtney.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. Not a sports lead for me this morning, but we need to keep an eye on a deal that was made here in the Commonwealth that I wanted to bring maybe to your attention if you haven't heard about it yet. So MassDOT and our girl, Monica Tibbetts-Nutt, gave a 35-year contract to manage the state's highway rest stop redesign. There are 18 in total that will be completely redone. They gave it to Apple Green, a Dublin-based company, over local Mass business Global Partners. Global Partners and all of its employees went to Monica Tibbetts-Nutt to ask the question of why this went down. Seemed kind of like a backdoor deal in secret. The main reason why they're confused is because they at Global Partners offered $500 million more in investments than Apple Green and guaranteed $1.5 billion in rent.
Wow.
Apple Green, they're saying, has had so much success, whether it's in New Jersey, New York. Actually, their deals in New York had to have hundreds of thousands of dollars in payouts to get their redesigns done. I went and looked on MassDOT's website to see what the proposal, what the big highlights of this proposal were with Apple Green. And it wasn't really the financial part of it, of what could come into Massachusetts, which I believe we need money right now, correct?
Yeah.
But let me read the main points. Electrical vehicle charging. Sustainable building and systems.
Right.
Market the Commonwealth and communities. Diversity and revenue sustainability.
Okay.
So something fishy is going on when it comes to MassDOT and Monica Tibbetts-Nutt and their agreement to go with a Dublin-based company over a well-known Massachusetts-based company.
Mm. Do we really need a redesign of the rest stops? I mean,
they're still big. Are people still going to
them?
Oh, yeah. But you're there for 5 minutes or if you're eating, they get the job done. They got the convenience store and the Sbarro. Mm. Like, what do you need other than a Sbarro?
They're saying that they're
a Sbarro and a McDonald's. what else do you need?
They're saying
and a Dunkin'. Are these people going to put hot tubs in for Wiggy? What do you need in a rest stop?
Yeah,
it's also
a gas tank and a bathroom.
It's very interesting because they're saying that it's going to help with traffic flow, which I don't get. Every time I'm
care about traffic flow.
They know traffic's at rest stops.
Right.
Just go in, like Greg said, you go to the bathroom, get your McDonald's or a Dunkin', and then you get back on the road.
Get a tin of dip, get some snacks.
Not flavored, though, in Massachusetts.
How ridiculous is this?
That is so dumb.
Yeah.
When you said rest stops, I was thinking the ones without the gas stations initially. I was thinking, do people still use those?
Oh, yeah, no.
Go in there and get my teriyaki beef jerky and keep it rolling.
Ridiculous.
Yes.
All right, Courtney, thank you.
Wiggy,
good morning.
All right, good morning. I don't know if I could top that one, Courtney. So as watching the NBA playoffs this season, and I'm an NBA fan, I'm a basketball fan, so I enjoy it. I know Curtis is spot on when it comes to ratings being down. One thing that I think obviously plays into ratings being down is when you guys have guys like Tyrese Halliburton or Jason Tatum not being able to play because of injuries. So the question that I've asked, and we've kind of been asking this question just about season in general, is does the NBA season need to be shortened because of, when you look at three guys this year, Dame Lillard, JT, and Tyrese Halliburton all have Achilles injuries and a playoffs that maybe, some of these guys, it's every other night. It's a lot of wear and tear. I mean, basketball, you're up and down, you're jumping. So is there any way, and I know the NBA doesn't want to do this, but if you're really missing out on potential eyes on your game, which is the most important time, is the playoffs, and your best players ain't there because of injuries, is there some type of way maybe we shorten the season?
Oh, boy.
Because maybe this will help some of the players. You don't do what you used to do where the first round was only a 5-game series. Now it's all 7-game series. Maybe you start to look in how can we potentially protect against injuries? Because they're playing a lot more basketball than they used to play back in the day.
They're going to have to do something. And this is going to be a question that's brought up over and over again. You're talking about three superstars in the league, three people that can bring eyeballs, and all three going down with an Achilles injury. Now, I may be wrong about this. It feels like Achilles injuries are becoming more and more common.
In basketball? Maybe.
Brett Favre had his. I mean, but that's an age thing. I'm not a doctor. Isn't the Achilles really, the older you get, the more likely it is?
That's what I thought, but you got Tyrese Halliburton, who's 25, Jason Tatum, who's 27, and when I say, because I know
Dame's a bit older.
And your Dame's 35, and when I say they're playing more basketball today, I know people are going to be like, well, wait a second, they're playing in less games. I'm just talking about from the time that they're playing AAU all the way up until making it to the NBA.
Yeah.
Are they playing more basketball, so by the time that they get to the league, there might be more wear and tear on the body because of the AAU and those type of things.
Huh, okay.
I asked AI why it's happening, and they said that there was a study focusing on NBA players, and they found a specific mechanism of injury involving a false step,
yep,
followed by ankle dorsiflexion. So there you go. Mm-hmm. None of it makes sense. That's why AI, I don't get it. If you're going to have AI, you have to explain it in a way that can understand it.
Well, that means, Curtis, the false step, when you see the Achilles injury, similar to last night where Tyrese Haliburton takes that step back with his right leg, you see a lot more of that in basketball because guys go from a standing position to whether, you know, like they're standing on the three-point line and then they take that quick false step to go to like maybe cut back door or something like that. So that's what that means. It happens more in basketball than maybe football and other sports.
There's, I don't know how you feel about this. There's a text from Rhode Island. Good morning and hello to all of you who listen to the show on our Rhode Island station. And we really appreciate that. That says it has nothing to do with the length of the season, Wiggy.
Mm-hmm.
These young basketball players are playing their sport year-round.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know. Are they? You brought up AAU. They are definitely playing more at a younger age,
right,
than they used to. I don't know about if they're playing more year-round than they used to.
I mean, I don't know. It's just the training element of it. Maybe they are. You know, I would say I would agree with that texter that they individualize sports, so they end up, you know, training and playing one specific sport. There's not as many guys going from basketball to baseball or football. So I don't know, just it seems like last night's game, a good game seven, and one of the best players who's 25 years old blows out an Achilles, and is there,
and he's gone for all of next season.
Yeah, same
well.
With Tatum, so yeah, it's kind of like Tatum, you know, yeah, maybe you look into it.
All right, 774 texter Curtis says we need a Crash Daddies study on this from Arca, if we could.
I would love it.
Okay.
By the way, quickly on that, can we not harass jurors, please?
Yeah.
Like, what is going on with our society?
My jurors were getting harassed.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, it's like, wild.
What could be more egregious? What could be more misleading?
Anyway,
are they doxed or something? How are people knowing who the jurors are?
I don't know.
There was one juror who went on X and decided to do like a Q&A, juror number 11, I believe.
Okay.
And people have found her husband, found her children.
Yeah.
Oof.
That's awful.
Awful. Yeah.
Get a life, people.
Yeah. All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it, brother.
We spent a good part of last week debating from the outside what kind of a teammate Rafael Devers was. So I thought it was interesting on Friday when perhaps we got a little bit of insight into this when Rafael Devers was asked in advance of the series with the Red Sox about what happened when it came to playing first base. And we have his answer, I believe, through a translator. This is what Rafi said about first base.
Rafi, just for a Red Sox fan who might say, you know, why wouldn't he play first base for us, but he'll play first base for the Giants? You know, how would you answer that question? Just fans are wondering.
I would say that I have put some good numbers over at Boston, and I think that I do feel that I have earned some respect. And if they would have asked me at the beginning of spring training, yes, I would have played.
Mm. Okay.
All right.
At the beginning of spring training,
mm-hmm,
when there was another guy who had the position, you would have been okay with it. When it comes to your teammate, Tristan Casas, you would have been okay with taking his position? Like, get out of here.
Yeah.
That makes zero sense to me. I want to get into Ortiz and to Devers and some beef-splaining that is required there. But... the issue has become for me with Rafael Devers, and there's plenty of blame to go around, but he just was unwilling to do what the team needed him to do when they needed him to do it. It wasn't at the start of spring training. You had a first baseman then. It was when you needed him, when Casas went down, and he was unwilling to do it. And that, to me, is not a guy that you can build your franchise around. I understand. Curtis says this all the time, and he is the savant. I am not. That you should make an exception when a guy can hit the ball like that. But I am not willing to put the whole future of a franchise on a guy who is unwilling to help out when you need him.
But that's not the option, though, Greg. They could have, and rightfully, traded Devers and actually shown their fans that it was about winning by enhancing the return by taking money on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything you said is right. He's not the cornerstone of a franchise. But what they did was force teams to take on the entirety of the salary because it got personal with John Henry. And that is the furthest thing from doing things to improve your team.
But we still have to wait.
But I also understand it getting personal when you're the owner of any kind of an outfit.
Right.
And you make a trip to see a guy.
Right.
And you look him in the eye and say, hey, we really need you to do this. Mm-hmm. And then you take him out to breakfast the next morning and say, hey, just to be clear, we really need your help on this. We're paying you $30 million a year for 8 years still to come. Can you help out a little? And he says, no. Like,
right.
I understand John Henry.
But if somebody lies to your face, you're not going to do them any favors.
No, you're not. You're going to be upset about it. But I still think we have to wait. We have to wait another month and what is it? Month and a half, a little bit less than that for the trade deadline. Because if the Red Sox do make an acquisition during the trade deadline where they use some of that money, then I think we can't criticize them. I think listening to Devers, it's more about my mind, kind of what Big Poppy says, where it's he demanded more respect from them because he feels like I was the face of the franchise. You are supposed to come to me. And that's why I said if they would have came to me during spring training, I don't have an issue with it.
I think, and maybe I'm wrong, what comes with being the face of a franchise is also being a leader, and
right.
especially when you have young guys around. And if you're unwilling to help out on a team when they need it, you're not a leader. I'm sorry.
Oh, I agree that the leadership element is definitely not there, but I also do go from when you're that talented and you are the face of the franchise, you have to be plugged into what they're thinking in the front office and ownership. You have to be plugged in, I think, at that level, and I think that's what Devers wanted, or at least that's what he makes it seem like. Well, if you just came to me and didn't tell me, oh, I'm going to have a chance to play third base.
I guess my question, though, Greg, is why are you – I understand your anger at Devers for not doing what was best for the team, and it's exactly right. But why isn't that the same feeling for the owner that didn't do what was best for the team?
Because I feel like the owner tried. Like
No. He didn't try. He could have gotten – there were six teams that wanted to trade for Devers.
Well, and I feel like Wiggy makes a good point, which is if we get to trade deadline time and they do nothing and they don't spend that money – then you are correct, Curtis.
No, but I'm saying that they literally would have improved the return that then, as you approach the deadline, could have been used as opposed to getting things from your own farm system to acquire a player. And the only reason they don't have that is because the owner was cheap and said, you need to take the full salary.
Well, maybe they feel like, all right, we get the full salary off the books and there becomes a better player that's available at the trade deadline that they can now allocate all the money towards.
Right, but you get a better player with prospects.
No, but I'm saying maybe they get an actual legitimate, not prospect, but a legitimate player who's disgruntled or wants out or the team's not doing well for another organization, and now they have this $30 million because they were able to save that money and allocate that to a bat that is already established rather than prospects.
Let me get Eddie on this. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, guys. You know, he reminds me so much of Kyrie and James Harden, where they kind of wanted to make themselves miserable on their teams, where the teams wanted to get rid of them. Mm-hmm. That's what Devers did. Devers quit on this team. He kept playing. He kept hitting, but he quit mentally on this team. And I'm sorry. He goes out there to San Francisco. All of a sudden, he's going to say all the right things. He wanted out of Boston. He got what he wanted, so good riddance to you.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we will get into Devers v. Ortiz or Ortiz v. Devers coming up. We are going to get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend next. And right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The OKC Thunder are your NBA champions. 103-91 was the final in Game 7. SGA had a double-double with 29 points and 12 rebounds. It was a tough break for the Pacers, who not only lost the game, but also lost Tyrese Halliburton with a torn Achilles in the first quarter. Elsewhere in the NBA, Greg brought it up at the start of the show, but KD is headed to Ime in the Rockets, while the Suns get Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the number 10 overall pick in Wednesday's draft, and 5 second-rounders. The Red Sox dropped their final and the series with the Giants. 9-5 was the final yesterday. A lot going on with the Sox this weekend as Jaren Duran and Alex Cora were ejected in the finale during the bottom of the eighth when they were upset about a replay call that called Duran out. And Hunter Dobbins was placed on 15-day IL. The Sox now have the Angels on deck. 9:38 first pitch with Walker Buehler getting the start tonight. Cooper Boardman joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 8:38 for the MassMutual pregame show. And Keegan Bradley rallied with a birdie on 18, turning a one-shot deficit into a one-shot win over Tommy Fleetwood.
Charm, some are suggesting that the Tommy Fleetwood choke was a worse choke than the match at Grand Rapids.
I don't think anything's worse than that, but that was
the poor guy.
Brutal. Up two with three holes to play.
My God, Brees and I were watching that yesterday, and all he had to do was hit that six-footer. That was, and he's never won on the tour, correct?
42 straight top 10 finishes without a win.
The poor guy.
It's just brutal. And also the indecision there, I think it was 18, where he's like, I don't know if I should hit the 9-iron. I don't want to miss the green. And then he goes down to the wedge and just is way, way short.
But you make the putt and you're fine.
100%.
And he choked. Poor guy. Mm. And no jinx on Keegan Bradley,
no.
Who was on this show not so long ago. So
no, he's having a pretty good season right now. He wins the Travelers yesterday, but he now has more wins in the last year than any American except Scottie Scheffler. He is number 9 in the Ryder Cup standings, a career best number 7 in the world.
That's a huge issue, too, is because if he plays himself onto the Ryder Cup team, he's also the captain.
Right.
And I don't think, I'm pretty sure there hasn't been a captain and player participant on the Ryder Cup team since what, Jack Nicklaus?
I think if Bill Russell could coach and play in basketball, Keegan can handle the golfing.
Is that the guy that we had in Springfield?
No.
No, that's Jake Knapp.
Oh, okay. He said he was on the show.
There's so many things wrong about this. We had Jake Knapp at Foxwoods, not Springfield.
That was Foxwoods.
We had Keegan Bradley on the show a couple months ago.
Yeah, on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's his name?
And it's going to be a Subaru summer. Subaru of NewEngland.com. Explore up to 581 miles on a single tank in Subaru's most fuel-efficient Forester ever, the brand-new 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That is what's trending. We will have They Said It.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Coming up next.
I know there's been some anticipation about what I would declare my song of the summertime, and I figured it out at the Echelon pool over the weekend. That's it. Mm. Scott McCreery with Hootie and Bottle Rockets.
Can I suggest we resubmit and try again? It's a fine song. It's not the song of the summer.
Have I ever been wrong when I have declared something to be the song?
Didn't you just declare a different song of the summer?
I said I was debating.
Thank you.
Right. You had something from the Baha Men?
That is a banger. Whether you're out and about
if you're trying to take
down,
a nap on the beach.
Is Scotty McCreery, did he win a show?
He was on American Idol.
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
So...
I feel like a summer banger has to be an upbeat song.
I'm with you.
It really doesn't.
Yeah, I think
no,
it does.
Really, I have been declaring the song of the summer for well over a decade. Yeah, and
well, I love you, Greg. Back to the drawing board.
Nope. I'm telling you.
So
watch.
You've done you slow it. Summer bangers
I've listened
before?
To everything. I've listened to all potential summer bangers.
Ooh, we need a slow summer jams playlist from Greg.
Yeah, that's what that sounds like.
And by the way, I don't know if you saw my Instagram. Shout out to DMs. Who prepared her easy summer lobster salad on Saturday.
That looked very good.
Very healthy. A little avocado, a little onion, and a creamy Dijon sauce of some sorts. Highly recommend. The pound of lobster, though, Curtis, that I got. Would you like to guess how much a pound of lobster, which is
35?
I was going to say 40.
It's been cracked for you at James Hook.
Lazy
Company.
Man.
$70 on the lobster. So in this economy, no, you can't.
Pound?
How much is a pound and a half lobster that you cook?
I think it's like, I don't know, a pound and a half. I think they had, because I was looking at they will give you a cooked lobster, but I think it was $90.
In this economy?
Yeah, in this economy. Yeah, wow. Very expensive lobster.
It's high-end lobsters right there, ain't they?
Yes, very high-end. All right, we are going to get to Courtney in today's news coming up. In about 15 minutes or so, but right now this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they want to honor those who built this city and continue to build it as we speak. So whether they build or they drive or they care for those in our city, please nominate a deserving individual when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. Shime, where do you want to start?
I wish I was as good as Shams, but I am not. So last week, or when the June Lee report came out about Rafael Devers, he had a nugget in there that Christian Campbell approached the Red Sox volunteering to play first base, and Rafael Devers was pissed about it. Well, Christian Campbell spoke to the media this weekend and kind of put that rumor to bed. Here was Christian Campbell.
First base, and Rafi came to you and said, what are you doing? What happened with that? Take us through that.
Yeah, that was false. First off, Rafi never came to me. I never had a problem with it. We were always cool. Either extremely great player, extremely great person, he's a very kind person and a good teammate. And second, I would say I never went to the Red Sox to play first base. They came to me and asked me if I could play first base because we didn't have one at the time. That's when classes went down. And I said I would do it because...
Oof. A lot of people lying around here.
Yeah. There is. Wow. Curtis, I heard you and Ken on Saturday discussing some of the back and forth when it comes to the June Lee reporting and the Jeff Passan reporting, and it seems like they're going back and forth. But
I don't know who to believe, because didn't Cora say that Campbell came to them and was like, hey, if you need...
No, he said he asked.
Okay, he asked.
Alex Cora said he asked.
All right.
You mean Campbell asked. Campbell.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around. I thought Alex Cora said he brought it up.
Oh, no, I didn't know who you were saying was
he brought it up with Christian Campbell is what he said.
Yeah, I just wish this organization was as aggressive on building the roster as they are at sullying the names to people that leave. The Shaughnessy had a good column over the weekend about how the Red Sox ownership lucked out that Devers was such a dink that he enabled Henry to get out of a contract he never wanted to sign. Because let's go back to that period, Greg. Do anything. Sign anyone. Yeah. Bring anybody here.
Yeah.
Because they had just lost Bogarts and Betts.
Yep.
Devers was the homegrown guy still here.
John! Hey, Raffy!
Hey, anybody!
And that was literally, I think, a week or two after that Winter Classic moment, I believe. So,
yeah,
it's a deal that he didn't want to sign.
He was backed into a corner.
Right.
And he had to do that deal with him. And so I
and he was only too happy to oblige. And the only thing John Henry asked for was not to pay another cent to Devers and to get the full contract on, no matter the return. And if you're a Red Sox fan and you're paying the highest ticket prices in baseball, that would piss me off, but what do I know?
I feel like time has borne out that they made the right decision on Bogarts. Like,
totally. Mm-hmm.
You'd hate to be stuck with that deal.
Right. But I did hear a take over the weekend that was, if the Red Sox signed Bogarts to the deal they ended up giving Trevor Story, win-win.
Yeah, yes. That deal.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather have Bogarts, even though $20 million a year, he might be slightly overpaid. Trevor Story disappears for months on an end.
Yeah, but you weren't going to probably, it would have been hard to get Bogarts for the Trevor Story deal.
No, if they offered that before his final season, I think he would have taken $120.
You would have think but didn't he already take the $120? Wasn't he getting paid like the $120? Wasn't
Bogarts?
He? Yeah, the deal, his initial deal, wasn't that like $120? And then when he got to that, you know, to the end of that is when he wanted the new deal, and then he ended up getting, what, $265 million from
$280?
$280? Yeah. So, I mean, the Devers deal, I think it was a lot of people expected he was going to get somewhere close to that. So if you're John Henry, you just lost Mookie Betts. You obviously, Bogarts, you got to pay this guy that money, because if you don't pay him, somebody's going to pay him.
Yeah. All right, what's next, Shine?
Well, Greg, we mentioned earlier that we were talking about dynasties, and Wiggy brought up the Florida Panthers. Well, Matthew Tkachuk is done partying, it seems like, at least for now. Spoke to the media, talked about winning and what next year looks like for him. Here was Matthew Tkachuk.
What does it feel like kind of looking ahead a little bit to how great and exciting next year might be for you?
Hopefully another best year ever. I don't know. I think I want to get used to this whole winning thing. So, yeah, I guess it just starts with coming out at the start of the year good, and then hopefully we can win Olympics and hopefully we can win another cup. I mean, this winning's it's addictive here. We are officially, you know, this feeling, like, it is such an amazing feeling, and I think you can officially call us, you know, a dynasty or close to or whatever the case is. So hopefully we can just keep building on that, because it's been it's a special group, it's special people, and we deserve it for how hard we work and what we put into this.
When it comes to Marchand, we were talking about this earlier because he was flashed whenever he was asked while partying over the weekend, he was flashing the four more years sign. What do you think he wants? What was the issue here? He wanted 6.5.
I thought it was 7, but I could be wrong.
Whatever, the Bruins wouldn't do it. Whatever that number was, he would probably take a reasonable discount to keep playing. It seems like he loves those guys and loves it down there.
Oh, yeah. I bet he would sign for 4 for $20.
Oh.
5 a year? I bet down in Florida.
Yeah. Five a year?
What?
Oh yeah, if he gets to keep playing in Stanley Cups, absolutely.
Right.
Who's your boy? Who's your boy that we always play, Alan Jackson? What?
No,
is that his name?
No, that's Robert Alessi. Yeah.
No.
Who was dancing it up on?
What could be more egregious? What could be more misleading?
Yeah. I'm with you on this one. He was getting paid, what, $6 million here? and wanted more money. So now you're
Yeah, because the Bruins wanted to cut him down to like three.
But now you're telling me he's going to take less after a great playoff run.
I think he would take a bit of a discount.
No way. No, you guys are crazy.
You are out of your mind on
this.
This is
his last contract ever.
Curtis, you've been to Florida. It's nice down there.
There is a better shot that Ken comes in here and just throws $400 at each of us today than there is of Marchand taking $5 million a year for 4 years.
Yeah, if he doesn't take that kind of cut, though, he won't stay in Florida. That's the issue.
Okay. Like, mm-hmm. I think
if he wants to get paid, he'll play elsewhere.
But don't they have the money? I mean, Sam Bennett's going to be a free agent, so they're going to have to pay
Bennett
him.
Would probably take a bit of a discount, too, to stay down. They have a...
What?
They got a dynasty going.
But if you're talking about neither of them taking discounts, you're looking at probably close to $17 million in cap space. They only have 19.
There was more people at Bernie's than at the parade.
They are dynasty forward down there right now.
Did you see... Who told me this? Was it... I don't remember. It might have been with Ken on Saturday, but... Maybe it was you, Shime. 3.2 local TV rating
last week
for the Stanley Cup. That's Red Sox Royals on NESN 360 ratings.
It's less than a regular season Dolphins game.
Like, far less. The Dolphins probably do like a 12 or 15.
Like, Ken threw you under the bus on Saturday with me, by the way.
Uh-oh.
I was listening to the show, which was excellent. I was out and about early Saturday morning doing some furniture shopping. Listening to the show, I loved it. But I did remark to Ken that the 9:54 break happened at 10 o'clock.
Oh.
And Ken said that's Curtis's fault.
Oh. No. Don't let Ken fool you, because he's the one that messed up all weekend.
Oh, great. You stumbled into something great.
Ken, Mego and I showed up to do our Saturday show. Got here at 11, ready to roll, 11 to 1. Come to find out, our show is 12 to 3, but Ken never put in our schedules that it was 12 to 3. Instead, he put on the schedule, it was 11 to 1.
We go to break at 11, and in comes Mego and Shime. I'm like, hey, good morning, guys. How are you? And they both were like, we're on the schedule at 11 a.m. Ken's face, man.
The man is slipping.
He is.
Not only is he...
Took too many shots with Ty Law.
He's letting things lapse when it comes to clock management and schedule.
He's got a lot on his plate.
All right, anything else, Shime?
One more. So Alex Cora wasn't the only coach this weekend that got ejected. I don't know if you saw this. At the College World Series, the Coastal Carolina coach got tossed because an umpire tripped over the other umpire. And he said, you missed three calls to the main umpire. Here was the Coastal Carolina coach after the game, not very happy.
There's 25,000 people there, and I vaguely hear a warning issued. Now, as a head coach, I think it is your right to get an explanation of why we got warned. And I'm 48 years old. I shouldn't get shooed by another grown man. So at that point, I can now hear him say it was a warning issued for arguing balls and strikes. And at that point, I said, because you missed three. At that point, ejected. Mm. If that warrants an ejection, I'm the first one to stand here like a man and apologize. If you guys watch the video, there was a guy that came in, tripped over Campos's foot, embarrassed in front of 25,000, immediately goes two game suspension and said, bumping the umpire. There was no bump. He was embarrassed. I shouldn't be held accountable for a grown man's athleticism.
Hey, he wasn't lying about that, because not only did they throw the manager out of that game, they threw the first base coach out of it. Yeah. And people were like, it is the World Series game, and literally it was the bottom of the first, and they threw him out.
That reminds me of when Curtis side you on this show.
Oh, yeah, Lord. You can't do that. There's certain things you can do to a grown man, but
you don't sigh him.
You don't sigh him. And what did he say was the thing he did to him?
He shushed him.
Shoot him.
Shoot him. Yeah, you don't shoo a grown man.
You don't shush a grown man.
No, you don't shush a grown man. Top five things you don't do to a grown man: shushing, shooing him, and sighing him.
Or a grown woman. Trust me.
All right. That is They Said It. Courtney and the news coming up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A heat wave is officially underway here in Massachusetts today. It's going to be in the 80s, with tomorrow being the danger zone. Feelings in the triple digits for tomorrow.
What is it? Feelings.
Feelings. Triple digits. It's okay. Going to feel like...
Oh, it's going to feel like it. Okay. Yep.
Yeah, it's going to feel like it's over 100.
I don't know if you were talking about your feelings or somebody's feelings.
I have a lot of feelings right now, but no, I'm talking about the feel outside in the sun. Triple digits.
Okay.
Overnight temps will only fall into the 70s. And now we have some signs of heat stroke for our listening audience.
All right.
Headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, and confusion.
So was that the issue at Bernie's with the puker?
Possibly.
Alcohol and heat don't go together.
They don't.
Especially in the hot tub.
Yeah. Having flushed, hot, and unusually dry skin, being extremely thirsty, having a dry, swollen tongue, having a sudden rise in body temperature, being disoriented or delirious, slurred speech, or being aggressive or behaving strangely.
Okay. Well, I hope the air conditioning is working wherever you are.
Yep.
There is a recommendation that you fill, this is not for you, but it is for you, Wiggy, that you fill the gas tank up today because gas prices are going to skyrocket.
Mm-hmm.
The experts are suggesting because of what is going on with Iran and the Middle East. So get the air conditioning working and load the, if you want, go and load up on cheap gas.
How's the public pools doing?
I think they're open. And
are they all? Yeah. Okay, because I feel like the North End one is always closed every time I see it.
And actually, it was a very nice gesture by Greg. What day this week are you having the pool party?
I will have any of you. We're only allotted two guests. Mm. Oh, so, okay. But any time that you would like to come over, I would have everybody. I've had Courtney over at the Echelon pool.
Lovely.
We have two pools over there.
Yep.
We got the smaller one, and then we were out at the big one yesterday.
Right. Quite upper middle class and rich.
Quite a party out there.
Yeah.
Big party going on over there. So, but yeah, hopefully I really feel for the people who have to work at a job site or, like, you know, doing HVAC or something that is out of control. So thoughts and prayers to you if that's you today or next 3 days, I guess.
Yes.
And good weather for this weekend or the end of the week, Curtis, and the road show on the North Shore.
Yep. So. It's going to be much more comfortable. Going to be in the upper 60s in Rockport and Gloucester.
Okay. Excellent.
You bring up what's going on in Iran right now. Well, President Trump delivered remarks from the White House on Saturday night after he announced that the U.S. bombed Iranian nuclear sites. Here is Trump.
Our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror. Tonight, I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success. Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks would be far greater and a lot easier.
Okay.
All right.
We'll see if that is accurate.
Yeah. Yeah. At the end, he's like, and we love you, God. Wow. Like, what?
Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Yeah. We have an irrational fear that is crazy. I saw this video over the weekend. A hot air balloon caught on fire in Brazil, killed 8.
This is awful.
Yeah, nuts. Injured 13 more.
Would you ever go on a hot air balloon at this point?
No. It was on my bucket list after seeing this.
Really?
Absolutely not.
It's horrifying.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Some people survived that were on it.
There were 21 people in total on the hot air balloon, including the pilot. The pilot survived, but 13 were injured. 8 died.
Wow.
What they're saying is the wind was crazy when they were trying to take off. There's other video of the hot air balloon trying to get off the ground. And they think that there could have been a gas leak because it was so turbulent taking off. And when the pilot was telling people to jump before the basket hit the ground.
Somebody jumped almost right away.
Yes.
Which, I don't know. What would you do? Would you jump or would you try to stay on? The thing is catching on fire.
Yeah. So you got to wait till you jump when you get at least closer to the bottom because you jump from that high.
No, but if you stay on it, look at that. Yeah. You stay on it, you're going to get burned.
Yeah.
I guess you have to pick your, which you think you're most likely to survive.
I'd rather go with the burns.
I don't know if my body would physically jump out.
You couldn't make yourself do it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hot air balloon, The wind surfing. Yeah.
Parasailing.
Because there's so much
parasailing's nothing.
Yeah,
there's room for operator error in those things.
In a parasail, you're already open. The what the hell is it called? Parachute's already open.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But if there's down on the bottom, if the boat happens to hit something and now you come down, forget about it.
But you're in a parachute, so you're going to come down lightly.
But then once you get in the water, did you see the people who got caught up in the parachute because they're in the water now and the parachute comes on them?
Yeah.
You forget about it.
All right, we got to take a break. We will get to the rest of today's news with Courtney next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.